Hi, guys, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It is our final Road to Passion 2010 podcast. It's Louie coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so excited because the fact that you have downloaded this podcast means that it's just a day or two away, or maybe actually the day of Passion 2010, and you are on your way to Atlanta, Georgia. In fact, that's what this podcast is all about. If you are not coming to Passion 2010, I can just tell you humbly, this is probably one you want to skip because it's going to be a lot of information and a lot of details dealing with what to know and what to do as you arrive in Atlanta and how you need to be thinking about and preparing for the days of Passion 2010. So if you're coming to Passion 2010, stay tuned. If you're not on your way to Passion 2010 and you just dropped into the Passion Podcast, this is probably the one you just want to say thank you, but no thank you, and click on a little box up there. But before you do that, a couple of quick things I just want you to know in case you're listening around the time of Passion 2010. We are, in fact, going to be streaming the sessions from Passion 2010 online at the Passion 2010 website. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you are in Japan or in Joplin, Missouri, or in Jonesboro, Georgia, and for whatever reason you could not make it to Phillips Arena, Georgia World Congress Center, couldn't make it to Passion 2010 this year, you don't have to miss a thing, as far as the main sessions go at least, by coming to Passion 2010 website. That's 268generation.com/Passion2010. And starting on January 2nd, the day of the event, you'll have some instructions on there as to how you can watch the playback from the main sessions. They're not going to be streamed live, but they will be posted several hours after each main session. So if it opens at the 7 o'clock session on January 2nd, then you know sometime maybe around midnight that night or the next morning might be more practical. You can come to the site and stream the opening session. And that session will remain online for 24 hours. And after the 24 hours, it'll drop off. Other sessions will be appearing as we go. It's a way for us just to invite you guys to be a part of what God is doing. Hear amazing messages from Francis and Beth and Andy and John. I knew there was someone else. It's a few days before Passion 2010, so the brain power is being taxed at the moment. But anyway, you can come check the sessions out. If you're on your way to Passion 2010, by the way, that's something you might want to text back to mom or dad or roommate, brother, sister, somebody who couldn't make it to Passion 2010 this time around, and we would love for them to be a part of it. One quick thing before we move away from that and before we lose you guys who are not coming to Passion 2010, as you're watching, and obviously if it's past January the 5th or 6th, then you can scrap all of that and you can go ahead and click the little box because the streams aren't up anymore. But if you are going to have a chance to watch the streams, I just want you to know that they're free, and we are providing that to you at our own cost, and we're doing that happily because that's what we like to do. But there's going to be a button alongside the watch area where you can come and join in with the Do Something Now causes for Passion 2010. And these causes this year are phenomenal. We are so excited about partnering with these organizations and ministries to touch the lives of people around the world. And I don't know, I would guesstimate a lot of people are going to end up watching these streams before it's all said and done. And if every one of you would just come and click on that link and do something to help the Do Something Now cause, that would be a beautiful thing to think that we got 2,000 people in the building all leaning toward these causes, and then maybe tens of thousands of people around the world all leaning together at the same time. So if you're not going to make it to 2010, please watch our Twitter. It's Passion268, and we'll be updating that Twitter. You can watch the blog. I think there might be some blog updates, but I can't promise anything significant and heavy during the time. But there will be the broadcasts happening on a delayed basis and the playback online, and you can join in with that as well. Please pray for us and with us and believe God for us for something really spectacular, supernatural, and life-changing in these days. And we hope to see you at a Passion gathering sometime soon. So to all you folks not coming to Passion 2010, have a great new year and hope you have a fantastic celebration wherever you are and you're believing God for great things in the year ahead. Might not be easy what he has for you in the year ahead, but it could still be great because God's purposes for our lives are the very best. And if we trust him, he will use our days, our moments, and our opportunities to bring glory to Jesus. And if that's what he does for us in 2010, then our lives will matter for the stuff that matters most. So awesome. And thank you guys for jumping in here with us today. If you are on your way to Passion 2010, this is for you. And I think I was about to say, maybe I lost my train of thought, but if you're on your way, you know somebody at home, let them know about the stream. Let them know they can come to Passion 2010 and follow along with what God's doing in your life during these days as well. All right, cool. Today's podcast, this is how it's going to work. It's a little bit different. I'm going to be giving you a tremendous amount of information, all the stuff that you hopefully are wondering about, maybe asking about, and I'm sure I can't answer every question, but I just want to touch on a few things that will help you arrive more smoothly at Passion 2010 when you do get to Atlanta, and help you understand a little bit more about what's going to be going on there. But before we do that, I'd love it if you would just turn off the podcast. Maybe you've downloaded this thing to your iPod and you're listening to it on a plane or in a car or in a van. Maybe you burned it to a CD and you guys are trucking down the road in one of those conversion, you know, rent-a-car bus size things that says Rolling Hills Baptist Church on the side, and you're cruising down the interstate on your way. Whoever you are, wherever you are, however you're listening right now, I want to encourage you just to hit pause on the CD player or on your computer or your iPod. And I want you to take a moment just to say, dear God, we're on our way. We want to meet you there. We want, even in this moment, 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away, 20 minutes away, right in this moment, we just want to stop. Maybe you by yourself, if you're traveling all by yourself. It'd be kind of weird if you turn to that guy next to you on the plane who you don't know and ask them to pray with you. If your group's coming together, you guys are all rolling down the road in a Honda, then pray together. If you're coming in the van, pray together. But what I love is for you just to press pause, spend some time just giving these days to God out loud. I know a lot of you have been praying with us on the 16-day prayer journey, but maybe just two or three of you lead, or one of you lead, or just you lead if it's you, obviously. But I want you to spend a couple of minutes praying. After that, I want you to come back and hit play, and when you get done and you hit play, I'll be back here with you in just a few minutes on the Road to 2010 podcast. Lord, open our hearts and our eyes to all you have for us in these days. We're ready to meet you and to bring to you our lives as a response to all you have given to us and all you are to us. All right, you guys pray. I'm going to pray here. I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes on the Passion podcast. Well, welcome back, and welcome to Passion 2010. I just wanted to say that again to you guys from myself and on behalf of everybody that works with me at Passion Conferences. And I know a lot of you aren't really sure what that means and what you're coming to. For most of you, this is going to be your first Passion 2010 event. In fact, if you're listening to the podcast, you're on your way to Atlanta right now, and you've never been to a Passion event before, can we just see a show of hands? Yeah, a lot of you, whole bunch of you. This is the very first time. And I just want to kind of capture a little snapshot of who we are and what we're about. I mean, our first event was in the same time frame, same four-day event, same exact idea as you're coming to a Passion 2010, but it was in 1997 in Austin, Texas, and about 2,000 students came together that year for the very first Passion Conference. My wife and I had been working with university students at Baylor University for 10 years, but God had opened our scope to understand that there were 17, 18, 19 million university students in America, and we wanted to see the campuses of this nation awaken to the fame of Jesus Christ. And so Passion began as a gathering of people, not for the sake of having events, but to bring people together, hopefully to experience something of the greatness of God that would alter us forever and would send us back to the communities we came from with a different mindset, with a different way of thinking, with a different way of looking at life, and as agents of this whole 268 generation, this generation of people that want to live to make Jesus famous with their lives. And so 14 years now, we've been at it, and a lot of people like you have come through the door of a Passion event somewhere across America or now around the world. Lots of university students, lots of 18 to 25-year-olds, and a whole bunch of volunteers who've helped us make it happen. And the heart of it all at Passion 2010 is to live to make Jesus famous. And you're going to hear that everywhere you turn. In fact, Isaiah 26:8 is our anchor verse. I think you know that by now. If you don't, you need to know that. You're going to receive a little map when you arrive at Passion 2010. It's a little fold-out thing, and it's going to tell you where you need to be and how to get there and what the schedule is and, you know, a little map of downtown and all that sort of stuff. And on one of the panels in that map is going to be something called the 268 Declaration. And along with some college leaders from across the country, we've just updated the 268 Declaration for the first time since 1996 when it was written. But the idea of this declaration is to put some handles on Isaiah 26:8 so that we don't just know, yes, Lord, walking in the way of your truth, we eagerly wait for you, for your name and your renown are the desire of our souls. We don't just know the verse, but we can put some links to it that really touch our lives and the world that we live in. And so there are five statements in this declaration. A statement about you and your own pursuit of knowing God and making the passionate pursuit of God the priority of your life. A statement about building up the local church, something that Passion believes very much in. A statement about building unity in the community that you live in and understanding that various streams are important and the different flavors of the church are awesome and different campus ministries can do different kinds of things. But as long as we're divided and separated from each other, it's going to diminish in some way the volume of the fame of Jesus on our campus. And there have to be some people out there with a heart that doesn't say we all have to be the same. That's not what we're after. But something that says we do need to love each other and we do need to have a common oneness of heart. And oneness is what unity is all about, not sameness. Sameness is not what God wants, but oneness is what he wants. So there's a statement in there about being a unifying agent on your campus. There's a statement in there about reaching out to lost people, because I just think we want to keep saying over and over again that it's not enough that 21,000 of us are coming through the doors when millions and millions and millions of your classmates and friends don't have a clue about anything that we're celebrating at Passion 2010. And we want to make sure that we are the generation that is living out the gospel of hope to people. And then the last statement is about the peoples of the world and about justice. And we've added a little bit of a justice piece to that fifth statement, because so much of what we're about over these last years has been Do Something Now and 1MillionCan.com. And so the 268 Declaration fleshes out Isaiah 26:8. And of course, you could add five more statements to cover five more things in life, but we just had to narrow it down at some point. And so I just want you to be in touch with that. You're going to see it after Passion 2010 when you go home. There'll be a place you can come to the website, read it, sign it, click a little link, send back to Passion headquarters the fact that you on your campus want to be a student who's a part of the 268 generation. And it's going to be exciting to see how that opens up. But everything we're about at Passion 2010, every day, every session, is all about opening up. What does Isaiah 26:8 really mean when you get it in your heart, when you get it in your life, and when it starts to ooze out of your life and touch all the things that are important to you? So that's the heart of it all, and we're excited you're coming. We've invited some of our friends to come and lead worship, to teach in breakout sessions, to lead your community groups, to speak in main sessions, and everyone we've invited, the main ingredient to everyone we've invited is their understanding and appreciation for what it means to make Jesus famous, to live for the glory of God, to have a God-centered heartbeat in the world that we live in. And so that's going to bleed through all over the place, everywhere you go. Couple things about that I want you to know really fast, and I'm not going to go into great detail on these, but maybe you've heard about the main sessions. There are going to be, I think, seven main sessions through the course of Passion 2010. Those are going to happen in two rooms, okay? So just turn to the person you're traveling with and say, two rooms, man. You got to get a hold of the idea of two rooms, okay? That's because there's not a building in Atlanta big enough to put 21,000 people in except the Georgia Dome, and you can put about 100,000 people in there if you jammed them in there, and so that's a little too big. So we're down to the next biggest building, and that's Phillips Arena, and you can't put 21,000 people in Phillips Arena, and so some of you would have to get out of the van right now or out of the car right now or off the plane right now. But to make room for all of you that are coming, we've created two venues, and so Phillips Arena is one side of the street. It's where the Hawks and Thrashers play. It's our big, you know, arena here in Atlanta. On the other side of the street is this mammoth complex called the Georgia World Congress Center. It's big enough to put some of your towns inside of. It is a giant place. And in there are going to be a lot of things related to Passion 2010, but one of them is our second venue. And it is a place that will hold like 8,000 people. And it is not overflow. So you will not be in there looking at an overflow screen. You will have a live body leading you in worship in there. One of all the people that you've seen leading here. The message will be seen in both locations at the same time. And sometimes I'll be hosting from the World Congress Center. Sometimes I'll be hosting from Phillips. Sometimes things will pop up live on one side. Sometimes someone will lead a song in the World Congress Center that all of us, even over in Phillips, are singing together. Sometimes someone will lead something in Phillips that all of us in the World Congress Center are singing. What I'm saying is we'll be linked together in real time the whole time. And you're thinking, well, how do you decide where you're going to be? Great question. And the kind people at registration are going to help you with that. You'll receive a wristband at Passion 2010. It'll have a certain color on it. And in your little map that you get, it will tell you where do you go for your main sessions according to the color of your wristband. And so don't try to beat the system. It's got to work a certain way. But we do want you to be with your friends. And so the more you can register as a group, or your whole group can register together, and you can say, hey, we're all together. And then you can all get whatever color you need together. And that way you're migrating around. I think it works out that everybody is in the Georgia World Congress Center one time. Maybe one group's in there two times, and all the other sessions for everybody are in Phillips. But trust me, Georgia World Congress Center rocks. And at Passion 07, we did this for the first time. A lot of people liked being in Phillips better. A lot of people liked being in World Congress Center better. They were both awesome venues. So, two rooms, that's the thing you need to know for our main sessions. But also, the other key part of this thing is community groups. So, if you know what a community group is, can you just raise your hand and show all the other people in the group that you already know what's going on? Community group is where you're going to go after the main session the first night, then you're going to start your day there the next 3 mornings at Passion, and you're going to end your day there those middle 2 nights at Passion. So 6 times you're going to be in a community group. Could be the gold group, the white group, the pink stripe group, the red stripe group, the neon blue group, the whatever group. The idea of the community group is that the main stuff we want God to do at Passion 2010 really can't happen while we're all sitting in rows, tens of thousands of us in arenas. That the main stuff God wants to happen is going to happen when you're in communication and in community, in relationship with other people. And that happens in community groups. And so you'll have another wristband, and that wristband will help you understand community groups. And I just want to encourage you to be adventuresome. Don't worry about trying to get in there with your best friend or your roommate, because you're going to see them all semester long. You've already been with them on this entire journey. The idea here is to be a little bit adventuresome and to meet someone like you from somewhere else in the world, and to build a relationship with them and to kind of walk with them through these days. And so obviously you're going to spend most of your time at Passion 2010 with your friends. But in these community groups, we want you to be in an environment where you can get to know a bunch of other people. And there are about 20 community groups. So on average, there are, 1,000 people in each community group. So it's not going to be a little thing, but you'll have a chance in that community group to get to know other people that are in that group as well. We have 20 phenomenal leaders coming to lead these groups. And I'll introduce them to you, and you get to a community group leader on the first night. You'll hear more about this in the main session. But just want you to know that we believe, honestly, our whole team and staff, that community groups and the family groups inside of them are the key to Passion 2010. And the main sessions are going to kill. The breakout's awesome, but it's the community group, family group moment. And you're going to agree with me when the 4 days are over. That's the real thing. So just want to make sure you know that's going on. And one last thing we've got a lot of questions about, and that's late nights. And there are two late nights: the first night of Passion 2010, which is the 2nd of January, and the second night, the 3rd. They're both going to happen in Phillips Arena. There is not room in Phillips Arena for every single person, obviously. I just explained that. So there are tickets for these two late nights. The tickets are free, but they're on a first come, first served basis. And some of you don't want to go to a late night, and I get that. It's been a long day. You've had a full schedule of Passion. You just want to go hang out and have some coffee with your friends and process what's going on. Some of you want to just crash. But a bunch of you do want to come to a late night, be like an hour-long deal at 11 o'clock at night. And a lot of you will be really up for that, and that's fantastic. And we'd love for you to come and be a part of it. Here's how it happens. The tickets for the 2nd of January will be available at 2 p.m. Let me say that one more time. Tickets for the late night in Phillips Arena, the late night concert on the 2nd of January, will be available at 2 p.m. on January 2nd in Building A. That's in the Georgia World Congress Center. In Building A at 2 p.m. on January 2nd. The tickets are one per person, and they are on a first-serve basis to students only, to 18 to 25-year-olds only. So if you're a leader in the leader track, an adult, you have to wait until 5 o'clock, and then you can come and get tickets at 5 o'clock. We want the students to have the first shot at these tickets. By the way, just so you'll know, we have like over 3,000 leaders at Passion 2010, adult ministry leader type folks, which is just phenomenal and incredible. And I'm so glad you guys are coming. But we're going to let the students go first. So 2 o'clock students, and so you can't go in, what I'm saying, and get 30 student tickets for you and your friends. You can get a ticket. Your friend who wants a ticket has to actually come and get a ticket as well. That makes it fair for everybody. And then the same thing will happen on the 3rd. That's the way you'll get tickets for the late night on the 3rd. And I'm not telling you who's playing at the two late nights on those two dates. Well, if you're on your way, you probably already know. So I'll just wait and let you get there and find out. It's in the maps. First thing you'll find out, and then you can decide if you want to go down and get a ticket or not. But it's going to be two amazing late nights on the 2nd and 3rd of January. So make sure that you guys check that out when you get here. Okay, we're going to take a little breather here. I want you to take 2 minutes, okay? We're going to do a lot of quick praying at Passion, not because we're in a hurry, but because it really doesn't take that long sometimes to talk to God. We just like to hear ourselves talk. And trust me, I understand that. I'm sitting in a room by myself doing a podcast. It's a very interesting feeling. I got no Brad. I got no Jonathan. It's just me and me, and pretty exciting times in here. But I want you to do a quick exercise of praying quickly. I want you to turn off the podcast. I want for 2 minutes, not 3, 5, 7, for 2 minutes. Somebody, you need a timekeeper. It needs to be somebody who's into that sort of thing, and you know who that is in your group. For 2 minutes, I just want you to pray for each other. You can do that in twos or threes, but I just want you to pray for that person and say, God, you know, this guy or this girl, or the guy driving our van or our bus or my friend, and I just want to pray for them, and I want you guys to do quickly praying for each other that God will do more than you've ever dreamed or imagined in the days that are ahead, and I'll be back with you in 120 seconds. And here is the last bit of information for you guys coming into Passion 2010. This is about arriving in Atlanta. By the way, I'm so glad you're coming to Atlanta, Georgia. It is my home, the place of my birth. It is a great city, and you are going to love it. It's going to be freezing cold, so I hope that you brought some warm weather gear with you, but it's going to be a beautiful few days together. If it's your first time to Atlanta, let me be the first person to welcome you, and you're going to love Phillips Arena World Congress Center. It's all kind of hubbed around Centennial Olympic Park. It would be really awesome if it were July or beautiful spring or fall day, but it's really beautiful nonetheless, even though it's going to be really cold outside. When you get to Atlanta, you just need to work your way towards downtown. Follow the signs to Georgia Dome, Phillips Arena, and once you start tracking into that area, you'll see signs for the World Congress Center, the GWCC, the Georgia World Congress Center. If you're coming in from the airport and you want to, you can take MARTA, which is our subway in Atlanta. You can take it into downtown to Five Points and then jump on the east-west line and come straight out to Phillips Arena and exit and be right there where you need to be. If you're driving into town, just allow extra time. You know, there's a bowl game going on the day before. There's a basketball game going on the day before. There's always something going on in this area. And even though it's a Saturday, it's a holiday weekend. And, you know, the more time you can give yourself, the less stress, the less pressure you're going to be under when you get there. And so when you're coming into downtown, if you are staying in a hotel in downtown Atlanta and you're coming in to register on January 2nd, the best thing that you can do is go to your hotel, park, get out at the hotel, and then walk to the Georgia World Congress Center. The simplest thing for you is to get to your hotel, park your car, park the van, and then walk the 4 blocks, 5 blocks, 6, 8, 10 blocks, whatever it is, to the Georgia World Congress Center and register when you do that. If you are not staying downtown, there will be 30-minute parking in front of the Georgia World Congress Center. And so You can register. Hopefully it will take 30 minutes or less for you to register, so you can shoot in the door and register and then figure out what you need to do to get to where you are staying after that. But make sure that if you're staying downtown, you park first. If you're not staying downtown, 30-minute parking in front of the Georgia World Congress Center. We're hoping to streamline registration. Hopefully you won't wait in a line very long, and the people will be really, really friendly to you. You should have a ticket that has been emailed to you, and you need to print that ticket out and bring it with you. There will be a separate place to check in for groups, and you only need one person with all the tickets. So if there's 10 of you coming and you all have your printout of your tickets, only one person needs to come in to register. They can go to the groups line. They can bring all 10 of your registration tickets, and the rest of you guys can hang out in the car, wait outside, and that way the process will happen a little bit faster. If you have not gone online to fill out the information for all your students, you need to do that before you arrive in Atlanta. That's just going to save you time, and it's going to allow the process to be a lot smoother for you when that happens. They'll give you wristbands. You'll get a map with all the information that you need to know. There'll be people there to answer your questions and take care of you guys. So registration should go smooth. You can drop your towels and socks off, and I know that you have towels and socks with you right now since you're on your way to Patch in 2010. If you do not have towels and socks with you, obviously that means you need to pull over in the Kmart or the Walmart or the Super Target or somewhere and get towels for each person and a package of socks for each person in your group. You can bring those and drop them off at registration. There's going to be a phenomenal team there. If you don't have anything to do, it's just worth watching these guys for a while. They'll be bundling, folding, sorting these towels and bundling them in a certain size bundle so that they can be transferred easily to the homeless shelters of the city. And that's a whole interesting thing to watch in and of itself. And then in the same building, the Go Center will be open, and also Kneel. And Kneel is the prayer journey area for Passion 2010. There's a place there that you can go and take a journey, which could take you maybe 30 minutes to an hour, where you go through several stations of prayer. One of the most moving things you'll do at Passion 2010 is to go through Kneel. There's other places there that you can pray in different ways. There's a place there that you can sign up to take an hour slot during the time at Passion, so that we'll have people praying around the clock the whole time that we're there. So Kneel is going on. I think that's on the second floor of the Georgia World Congress Center. The Go Center is down on the bottom over there. You can find volunteers who will point you to all that. By the way, we have the best volunteers in the entire universe, and you're going to see them everywhere you turn. And you ask them what you need to know. If they don't know, they'll find somebody who can help you, but they are there to serve you and make your experience smoother. Also, if you haven't checked it out and you're still maybe a day away or half a day away, or you're sitting in an airport on your way to Passion 2010, you can go online. The breakout sessions have been posted at the main site for Passion 2010, and you can just click on there, see the breakout options for the afternoon of January 3rd and of January 4th. Start thinking about which one you want to be a part of. There are going to be some incredible options for you to really dig into on a wide variety of topics. And so I'm excited about that. You can check all those out. And then the last thing, just to let you know that we are going to be providing lunch for you on Sunday and Monday, the two middle days of the conference, and that's going to be a beautiful thing. You'll love it. We do it in a very orderly and organized way because a pilot is running the whole thing, and that's the way pilots think. And I think last time at Passion 07, we provided or handed a box lunch to, 22,000 plus people in like 17 minutes or something. So it's going to be highly organized, but know that on Sunday and on Monday, the middle 2 days, your lunch is going to be covered. That'll all be done in a phenomenal way, and you'll love, I guess we're having Lenny's again. I should know that, but I think we're having Lenny's again, so get fired up. It's going to be really cool. The cookies are good, and maybe there'll be a candy bar in the box. But the other options, there are tons of options around, and you can go online and check out what those are. But also, just to let you know that in the CNN Center, which you'll see as you come to the Georgia World Congress Center, you'll see this big building with the CNN logo on top of it. There's a courtyard-ish kind of thing in the middle of the CNN Center that has about 15 or 20 fast food restaurants in it. Everything you could possibly want, from Chick-fil-A to Chinese to Arby's to Subway to whatever. They got it all in there. And so know that there'll always be a quick food option for you in CNN Center. Obviously, those places are going to be jammed out during Passion, but there is a multitude of food options around as well. But lunch is on us on those middle 2 days, something to look forward to. Get fired up. Okay, I think I've covered everything. If you're coming into Atlanta, get ready. It's going to be an awesome time. If you're staying off-site, by the way, just an encouragement to you. If you're staying off-site and you can change your plans now, you should change them. Like if you're staying with a friend that lives in Stone Mountain and that's 40 minutes away from downtown, but you know somebody that's got a hotel room downtown and they've got an extra bed and it's just going to cost you a little bit more, you need to split it with a friend, you should do that. Because being on-site makes this a different experience. And I know some of you can't do that. Some of you can't swing it. For some of you, it just makes way more sense to stay somewhere else. But just make sure that you manage the time well. And I'm going to say this at the event, and I can say it because I'm old, and it sounds parental, and I know all that, but I don't care. Passion 2010 is a precious thing. It really is. And I just want to encourage you to take advantage of it. And you could go back and play cards till 3 in the morning or go back and goof off till 4 in the morning with your friends every night because that's what 18 to 25-year-olds do. But I just wonder why would you do that when the next day is filled with some of the best thinkers, speakers, and leaders in the world. And it's a full day. It starts at 9 o'clock with you in a community group. There's a main session. There's lunch. There's breakouts. There's a little break in the afternoon for you to check out the Ghost Center and do something now. There's an evening session. Then you're back in your community group. And so I'm wondering, why don't we want to be ready for that? And so I just want to encourage you to think about being the kind of person in your group that says, you know what? I can play cards the rest of my life. I can play whatever the rest of my life. I can hang out with my friends and goof off the rest of my life. I'm here to really give God my heart. I'm here to set these days apart, to consecrate myself in these days, to say, you know, this isn't just an outing to Atlanta, but this is something that I really have longed for and believe in, and I'm going to give God my very best. And so that means getting up early and getting to your community group at 9 o'clock so that you're walking through the door before it starts. It means thinking about if you are commuting back and forth to somebody's house, just to make the best use of that time. And it means getting some sleep so that by the time this thing's over, we're not all frazzled emotionally, but that we're really still functioning. And I know all of us will be wiped out. I'll be the leader of the pack, and our team will be on the last day. We'll all have given everything we've got. But I just think to manage it well, to do it in a mature way, a way that honors God and says to Him, this isn't like our spring break trip or some outing that we went on to the lake. This really is a different kind of thing for us. And if you're staying off site, just make sure you manage your time well. You're going to spend a lot of time in your car late at night, commuting back early in the morning, and take advantage of that. Talk about what God's doing in your life. Talk about what God's teaching you. Talk about how God is calling you to follow Him in your own journey and make the most of it. And it's going to be incredible. It's going to be an awesome time. I'm excited. Our whole team's excited. We're praying for you right now. In fact, God, I just thank you for every person listening to this podcast. I thank you for even the one guy like me that's not coming to Passion 2010 but just couldn't click it off and has no idea about any of the schedule we're talking about. But they're still with us because something in their heart says, I want to be a part of this Passion movement. So wherever they are today, I just want to ask you to cause them to know that they are a part of Passion. It's not coming through the door of the event. It's being a part of the movement that wants to make you famous. And for everybody coming to Atlanta right now, I just ask in Jesus' name that you would raise our expectations, that you would lower every barrier in our heart that we've placed between ourselves and you, and that you would give us this sense that you are going to meet us together corporately and you are going to meet us powerfully individually, that you would give us the sense that we could raise our game and raise the stakes for our lives in these days so that we make sure we don't just exist, but that we really live with the expectation that you are going to use our lives to change history for the name and for the fame of the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. And so we ask you to come and be everything you are. Be as big and powerful and magnificent and glorious as you are in our midst. I know it will drive us to the floor. I know it will break us down to our knees. I know at times we will want to shut our mouths and stand in awe of you. And honestly, God, that is what we need. And so come and be God in our midst and heal us of our wounds. Restore to us the things that have been stolen from us. Mend in us things that have been torn and ripped apart that only you can repair. And save us, God, in the full power and life and grace of Jesus Christ to live for you. That's our prayer. We thank you for what's ahead. Thank you that it's beginning right now. In Jesus' name, amen. It's on, people. Passion 2010 doesn't start at 7 o'clock on January the 2nd. It starts right now. We are his and he is ours. I'll see you soon in Atlanta. It's going to be incredible. Come through the door ready to go after him. We'll see you next time on the Passion Podcast, or we'll see you in Atlanta. Take care.